In his address yesterday, President Obama drove home the idea that government can help reduce economic and social inequality, but his tenure is limited.
Progress does not compel us to settle centuries-long debates about the role of government for all time, but it does require us to act in our time.
The American Dream in 2013.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, broadcasting live this week from WLRN in Miami. Good morning, I'm Jeremy Hobson, and we're here in Miami with our Wealth and Poverty Desk to focus on the new American dream as President Obama begins his second term. We'll start with a man who has lived the American dream, Tomas Regalado. He was born in Cuba and came here as a boy. He became a local reporter, and in 2009, he was elected mayor of Miami. I asked him if that kind of opportunity is still available to his citizens today.
Yes, absolutely.
For everybody.
Yeah, for everybody. I think that they just need to, number one, understand that this is a country of law. Understand that they have to follow the rules. Understand that they have to work and not live off handouts. And you know, by doing that, people can succeed. I mean, there are so many success stories in the city of Miami.
But I know that this city also is known to some degree for corruption going back years, that
right.
Some projects don't get done for the people right. Because of corruption.
Right. And so now the people are really focusing on being a watchdog of the government, which I think is fantastic. I think that now we are up to a test, that there's no shenanigans going on here, no corruption, no bribery, to the level of the big government.
Well, one of the things that we've heard as we've been here speaking with people is that Miami is sort of obsessed with this idea of becoming well-known around the world as the playground of the rich and famous.
Right.
They're willing to embark on projects, whether it be the American Airlines Arena or the Marlins Stadium or anything like that, to have these things that make them a real world-class city. Do you think that the city goes too far sometimes in trying to show off to the rest of the world?
Yes, I think the city and the county had gone too far. I, as a council member, as a city commissioner, I was called sometimes a naysayer because I said, hey, don't give these people money, you know. But, you know, majority rules, and my colleagues fund a stadium and fund a tunnel and fund the museums and all that. They have to be careful when they talk about giving away public money.
What can the rest of the country learn from Miami? What do you wish Miami would impart on the rest of the other cities in the United States?
Learn about how Miami survived the crisis and is coming back as a great city by doing what every family in the U.S. did at the time and is doing now, living within its means. I know that this is very difficult for Washington to understand, but I was not going to kill a city to save a government. And for me, that was very important. And you know, I bet on that, and I won. I think Miami's coming back.
Mayor Tomas Regalado of the beautiful city of Miami, thank you so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you.
Coming up, we'll talk with a new immigrant who came to South Florida searching for a path to the American dream. She hasn't found it yet.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland, a European location offering a workforce that's well-educated, smart, and driven. More at investni.com/invest. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
If you head north from Miami for about 45 minutes, you'll still feel like you're in Miami because the highways are just as big and the development feels almost as dense. But in fact, you'll be in Sunrise, Florida, a middle-class community that's home to a huge mall. It's also where we found a new immigrant named Natalie Nahas Cortez.
Hi.
Hi,
you're Natalie?
Natalie.
How are you? I'm Jeremy.
How are you,
Nice
Jeremy?
To meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Cortez is 42 and recently got her master's degree in international business. But so far, she can't find work.
I came here 5 years ago to pursue a master's degree. That was my first goal here. I saved money in Venezuela working.
How long did you have to save?
Well, I had to save probably for 10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
Where did you get the idea to do that? I mean, what made you decide I'm going to spend 10 years saving money to come to the United States?
Because, you know, in Venezuela, education was not one of our strengths. So for me, education is very important. That's why I had in mind, to work and then get a higher.
And why did you settle on South Florida?
Well, Florida is very international, I would say. And I have a professor that says, as a joke, what is the closest country to the U.S.? Florida is the closest country to the U.S.
And how has it been so far?
It has been, nice. Just you have to do a lot of work to reach your goals, which is first finishing the master's, second try to find a job.
And that has not been easy for you?
Not at all. Not at all, especially for, I'm a foreigner again. I'm here under a student visa. And now I have a working permit, a temporary working permit. The whole process of getting an extension of a working permit or a sponsorship, it's difficult. Especially because, you read here unemployment is, I would say, one of the highest. Laws are protecting the Americans because, why give a job to a foreigner if Americans are unemployed?
Do you know the term the American dream?
Kind of.
What does it mean to you?
Well, I would say that America is the land of the opportunities. I thought it was going to be a little bit easier to find a job, but there are jobs. There are jobs. And that's why I think America is how you said again, the expression?
The American dream.
The American dream. Because there are a lot of opportunities out there. They are there.
Natalie Nahas-Cortez, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And coming up tomorrow on the show, we'll talk real estate with Miami's billionaire condo king.
We are at the beginning of a new real estate boom. We're seeing huge demand in Miami, and we believe that that's just the beginning.
Tune in for that story tomorrow at WLRN in Miami. I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.